Good to be back out with you this morning. As I mentioned earlier, I come with a heavy heart this morning with the one that's passed away in my family. But you know what? We all go through that. And you know what? I got to guarantee one of these days that I will see him again.
Amen.
And I'm just looking forward to that day. So, you know, not that I want to go anytime soon, but praise God, I've got a lot of loved ones up there. A lot of friends that one of these days I want to go talk to him. I want to see him one of these days. And especially I want to go see my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. How about you this morning? You know, as I got down through this week, I had a sermon already ready. And then last night into this morning, God changed it. So, well, you'll get what he's given me this morning. It goes along with pretty much with our lesson this morning, which is what I'm saying. It's going to be over Mark, the fifth chapter. If you would, turn to Mark 5:28. Mark, the fifth chapter, the 28th verse. I'm going to read one verse. When you find it, please stand this morning in honor of God's word, and let's read it together. Mark 5:28. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. I want to read that again. I know it's one little verse, but it is so powerful. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be made whole. Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, I come with nothing but thanksgiving in my heart for you this morning, Father. I praise you. I want to give you all the praise that you so rightly deserve. Father, it is another Sunday morning, Lord, and Father, I want to give you praise for that, for the opportunity to be out here with these folks here this morning, Lord. I give you praise for that. I pray, Father, that, Lord, that you would be with each and every one that's made their way out here this morning. I pray that you would open up their hearts, their minds, Lord. I pray, Father, that you would touch their lives. I pray, Father, that you would set them on fire for you this morning. I pray, Father, for those that couldn't be here this morning, Lord. I pray for those that are sick, Lord. And Father, for whatever reasons it may be, Lord, I pray that you would be with them as well this morning. You are such a good Father. You love us. You care so much for us. And Father, we just want to give you the praise and the glory that you so rightly deserve. And we ask it in Jesus' holy and precious name. And amen. Amen. You may be seated. My grandparents used to tell me, anything worth having is worth fighting for. You ever heard that before? It is. Can I tell you something this morning? Salvation is the most valuable possession that anybody in this church room sitting here this morning could have. Bar none. I've been on the road for a long time. I've been serving the Lord for many years. And I'm here to tell you there has been nothing that is more precious to me than the salvation that I have received in my life. Nothing at all. I'm here to tell you. Matthew 13:45-46. Again, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a merchant seeking goodly pearls, who when he has found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. You know what he's talking about there? He's talking about salvation. He's talking about being able to go and be part of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. If you've got it, there's nothing, can I say it again, nothing that will compare, nothing that you could ever come across, nothing that you will ever have or hold that can compare to salvation in your life. Not a thing. Don't let the devil ever deceive you in that. To be born again, to have Jesus living within you. Sometimes when I sit around and I think about how that he come into my heart, into my life and saved me one day, there's nothing that has ever compared to that. Nothing. And I think about that sometimes. It's so valuable that everything else that we own or have pales in comparison. You don't think so? Listen to what it says in Mark 8:34-37. And when he had called the people unto him with his two disciples, he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, it says here, let him deny himself. That's the first thing. Let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. And for whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father and his holy angels. I want to say something to you this morning. When the devil blocks your way, this is just something I'm going to throw out there to you because I believe this. Do whatever it takes to get to Jesus. You understand what I'm saying? I don't know what's going on in your life here this morning. I don't know where you're at. God intended me to preach something else. I'm going to preach on the clock ticking. But God said, no, you preach on, if the devil's blocking you, do whatever it takes to get to Jesus. Whatever it takes. I don't know. They talked a little bit this morning. I'll get into it here in a little bit more. But you know what? If it takes you, if the door is blocked, if it takes you tearing the roof off, tear it off. If it takes you tearing the walls down to get to Jesus, get to Jesus. It makes no difference. Because, listen to me, don't let the devil deceive you anymore. Don't let him do that. Yes, you may be a good person in the world's eyes. I do not know any of you in here, per se, personally, no one-on-one, but I can tell you right now, just because you're a good person doesn't make you a saved person. Or you may be a scoundrel here this morning. I don't know. But you know what? It makes no difference because Jesus tells us in John, the 3rd chapter, what is necessary. This is what is going to be necessary. Turn with me to John, the 3rd chapter, because I'd like for you to read along with me on this. Beginning with the 1st verse. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, listen to this. Listen to this. This is life. This is salvation. Listen to what he's saying. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Except a man be born again. I don't care if you're good, a good person. I don't care if you're a scoundrel. If you want to be part of what God has in store for every individual, ye must be born again. You have to be. Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter in the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, whether it goeth, so that in every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus saith unto him, how can these things be? And Jesus answered him and said unto him, art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know and to testify that what we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man has ascended up to the heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Brothers and sisters, do not let the devil block you. Do whatever it takes to get to Jesus. You have to be born again. You have to be born again of the Spirit. Simply just believing. The Bible says to believe, yes, but simply believing. The devil believes and trembles. You have to know that the Spirit of God lives within your heart.
If the Spirit of God is not in there, you're not saved.
Amen.
Don't let the devil block you. Get to Jesus any way it takes. Get to Him any way that it takes. Listen, brother, I didn't write the book, but I believe every word of it. How about you? How about you? In Mark 5, we go back to Mark 5. Look at some of the scripture we studied in Sunday school here recently, just like we did here this morning. Listen, it talks about individuals that needed Jesus, right? It talks about, we went over them. The devil was blocking the way. He was blocking the way. They came to Jesus. Listen, there's one that was possessed. We studied about him here a while back. And remember, he was possessed. You know what? He needed Jesus. He needed him. Listen, I don't know about you this morning, but if you're lost, you need Jesus. You need him. I know you need him. I'm here this morning to tell you, this man right here, he said they come running up to Jesus. And then, you know, they said, listen, Luke 12:34, and then said one of them, Lord, are there few that be saved? Listen, and this is something that I want you to understand. In Luke 12:23-24, and when they said one of them unto the Lord, there are few that be saved. And he said unto them, did you catch that? There are few that be saved. Jesus said, strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. Again, I didn't write it, but I believe it. Amen? There are few that will be saved. It's not nothing. Listen, why do you say that, preacher? Because so many people will let pride, they'll let everything else, not let them get to Jesus. And Jesus is dealing with them. He's trying to draw them. He's trying to get them. My Bible tells me that there's not going to be one individual that will not know that Jesus loves them and that does not be, that will not have a convicting power of the Spirit come upon them at some time in their life. Guess whose fault it is if they do not accept Him? It's ours. It's theirs. It's yours. Listen, that's why there will be few that make it. That's why there will be, because they do not believe. They do not believe what the words that says, you know, the straight gate. You know, if you get to that scripture there, mark the word strive, because you know what strive means? It means to agonize. Did you know that? Whenever few there be, he said, strive to enter in. We're supposed to agonize to get into it. If you've ever squeezed into a place that's really thin and narrow, you know what it takes to get into something like that, right? It's hard. It can be agonizing sometimes to do it. There's a place down in Florida where they go scuba diving down there. There's some underwater caves down there, and they said it gets so tight that they have to take off the scuba gear to get into where they need to be. Brothers and sisters, there's some times we need to take some stuff off to get where we need to be. Amen? We need to lay aside some stuff. We need to lay aside all the weights and the sins that so do easily beset us. We need to lay stuff aside. I'm going to tell you, anything that it takes to get to Jesus, we need to do it. Anything. If you've ever squeezed yourself, listen, brother said, we need to take and do whatever it takes to get into Him. Whatever it takes. The woman we talked about here, what did she say? She had an issue of blood for 12 years. She's out, here comes Jesus. Here comes the throng. They're all around Him. And she can't get to Him. She pushes her way through just to touch the hem of His garment. What's holding you away from Jesus? What's thronged around Him that's keeping you? Is it family? Is it friends? Is it a job? Is it work? What is it? What is keeping you from getting to Jesus? You need to be like this woman, no matter what it takes. You need to push through all that, and you need to get a hold of Him and touch Jesus. Listen, you're feeling like you can't reach out to Him. Your prayers, your Bible study, your whatever it may be, I don't know. I don't know what's going on in your life. I do know God. I wrote this stuff down here this morning because God impressed it upon me at 4 o'clock this morning to let you know if it's your Bible reading, if it's your prayer life, if it's just your spiritual life, do whatever it takes to get to Jesus. Get there.
Don't let the devil block the way. The woman had an issue of blood. She cried out, and Jesus was passing by one day. Praise God, he's here this morning. Do you understand that? He's at your house with you. He's driving down the road in your car with you. He's wherever you may be. He's wanting you just to reach out and grab a hold of him and take him and hold him as tight as you can. Reach out to Jesus. Reach out to him. Don't let the devil block the way no more in your life. Don't let him do that. She tried over and over. You know what? She said she had this for 12 years. 12 years. I'm sure she tried everything. Everything. Listen to me. I don't know what your issue is here this morning. I don't know what it is, but I'm here to tell you, God told me to tell you this morning, get to Jesus no matter what it takes. Get to him. Get to him. I've got to get to him. You've got to have that kind of an attitude. You've got to have that in your life to say, I've got to get to him no matter what. What it takes, I've got to get to him. If I could just touch his garment. Praise God. Have you ever thought, I know that time that I, whenever the Lord saved me, I'm telling you folks, it just seemed like I got down on my knees right there. And he come to me, and he saved my soul. The joy, you know the song said, the joy that floods your soul? There was joy. I touched him. I got a hold of him. Life hasn't been the same since. I got a hold of him. I found out what it was like. The desire, you know, the devil desires to keep you in bondage. That's his whole desire, is to keep you in bondage here this morning. He doesn't want you to take this sermon out of here with you. He doesn't want you to do that. We have to be like that woman and desire to have him above everything else. Push through everybody and everything to get to him. That's the message for here that you hear this morning. Sometimes the doorway gets blocked. Just like those guys that are born of four. This is that Paul talked about, the one that's paralyzed for him. They'd tear the roof off the place to get to Jesus. I don't know about you, but whatever it takes, that's what we've got to do. Sometimes the door's blocked. Go through the roof. Sometimes the roof blocked. Go through the wall. Come up through the floor. Whatever it takes, get to him. Whatever it takes. Galatians 6:9. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Proverbs 13:12. Remember this. Hope deferred maketh the heart sick. But when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. What is your desire here this morning? Is your desire to get to know Jesus? To get to know more of him? Is your desire that, or is your desire something else in this world? Because if your desire is something else in this world, you will never come to know the true blessing and the true knowledge of coming to know Jesus, you know, and being blessed time after time and knowing what it feels like to be like this woman that had the issue of blood, to come to and getting a hold of him no matter what it takes. If you get to Jesus, everything will be all right. I want you to understand that. Everything will be all right once you get to him. And all I can tell you, if anything else, listen to me. If you can get to him, get to him. Amen. Look at Mark 5:22. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet. Now, can I tell you something else? We need to get to Jesus. And there are times Jesus will come to us. You know that? Jesus will come to us. There is time Jesus will come to us. You know this Jairus' daughter here? I want you to look at the parallels here. How old was Jairus' daughter? 12 years old. How long did the lady have the issue of blood? 12 years. You get that? You get that? For 12 years, no matter what it makes, no matter what it takes, no matter how long it is, no matter what's going on in your life, I'm here to tell you, whether it's 12 years or whether it's 24 years or whether it's 100 years, I'm here to tell you to get to Jesus. And then Mark 5:35, and while he yet spoke, there came from the rulers of the synagogue how certain which said, thy daughter is dead, why troublest thou thy the master? Ron, whenever Jesus got there, what was the first thing those people did? Because he said, well, she's not dead, she just sleepeth. And they mocked him, they laughed at him. I'm going to tell you something. The devil is laughing at us this morning. If you're here this morning, and you know what? You're saying to yourself, Lord, you know what? There's some bad stuff going on in my life, and you know what? I can't get to you. The devil is sitting over there laughing because you know what Jesus said? You know what Jesus said to tell him? He said, he put him out of there. get that thought out of there. Get those things out of your life because Jesus is able to take care of things. He's more than able to do that. And the Bible tells me that after he got him out of there, he told her to arise and he said, damsel, get up out of there and walk. And she got up out of there. I'm here to praise God this morning. I want to tell you something. Get to Jesus. Whatever it takes, get to him. And there's times that he will get to you. You know, my Bible tells me that there are times when we don't even know how to pray. Is that right? There's times we don't even know how to pray. And you know what? The Spirit comes with groanings and it prays for us. Amen? That's the kind of God that we serve. But you got to try. You got to want to get to him. You got to want to do that. You got to want to be able to all that's in you to try to get to him. Don't let the devil block you. Don't let him do that. Don't let the devil block the door on you. Praise God this morning. I'll tell you what, I know I didn't have much of a sermon here this morning, but you know what? It's what God gave me to give to you this morning. Somebody here needs it. Somebody here this morning, the devil's blocking. I feel it. I know it. Oh, Dave, you're talking. No. You know what? The Bible says that your spirit will bear witness with their spirit. I know there's somebody here being blocked this morning. Amen? I want you to understand that. This altar is open here this morning as they come and get a song. You know what, Belinda? Let's play an overhead this morning. Let's play an overhead this morning. Let's do that. And I want to use that as our altar call this morning because I want everybody to be praying here this morning in this sanctuary. If you have a need, if the devil's blocking anyone in here this morning, I want this altar here to be full this morning. Let's pray for you this morning. Whatever it may be, whatever it may be, get to Jesus. Whatever it takes, please.